Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and let's talk forgiveness. So I recently encountered a perspective on forgiveness that I thought was really helpful. And it was in a journaling book on forgiveness. And the first prompt was, to forgive someone you don't know personally. And what I liked about this is if you do it and you feel that feeling of forgiving, then you can take that feeling of forgiving someone you don't know, which in the book, the author emphasized that this was the first step so you could get more comfortable with forgiveness as you move throughout the other prompts, essentially the deeper issues that you need to forgive or situations you need to forgive or people you need to forgive. And I thought, how cool. You can activate the energy and the feeling of forgiveness just by tapping into a perspective of forgiving someone you don't know. So it could be the way she described it, is like maybe somebody cuts you off in traffic. Or in my own life, there was a woman in my building and she was yelling at somebody else. And it just kind of just made everyone who could hear, because I saw other people as I was walking by. And so everybody just kind of felt tense, right? Because she was yelling about an issue. And I was like, I'm going to forgive her, right? I'm going to forgive her for disrupting the harmony of this space. Don't know the woman, right? And so in that, I felt the feelings of forgiveness. And then I could explore some of the other areas in my life I'm forgiving and apply that feeling to that situation so that it can clear faster. You know, forgiveness takes as long as it takes. But oftentimes we just need to know what it feels like, right? We might have been holding on to something for so long or pondering it or seeing it from a certain perspective that there's not a lot of room for anything else. And the key here with forgiveness is that you're freeing yourself up, right? So you're essentially giving yourself the gift of freedom. And freedom is a high vibrational feeling, or anti-vibrational. It's a feeling. It can also be, I think freedom, it can also be an experience. But if we're thinking about the Abraham Hicks scale of emotions, freedom is a high vibrational feeling. And if you can tap into that, then you can align with other experiences that are high vibrational. You can attract more high vibrational things to you, which, you know, most of what we want is high vibrational. Love, money, happiness, right? Those are happy experiences, happy relationships. Those are all high vibrational. And so forgiveness helps to activate that result, essentially. You know, you have to do it from a place where it's sincere, and you do have to feel, I call it the click of forgiveness or the click of an experience where you're like, oh yeah, I've forgiven that. But I think this exercise of forgiving someone you don't know, and then my piece to it is apply that feeling. Start playing with it. It may not click right away, but start playing with then forgiving maybe yourself, or maybe a situation from your childhood, or maybe you need to forgive your family, or maybe you need to forgive your ex. Just what if you could, you know, so you think about forgiving a stranger, which is pretty easy because you don't know them, right? And then you can think about it from the perspective of, you know, what they might be having a rough time in their life, right? And so I'm willing to forgive. They, you know, they're doing the best they can in this moment. Then if you can take that feeling and then apply it to the bigger, if you will, issues in your life, you can start to get yourself to a place of being willing to forgive. I'll say it one more time because my spirit guides keep flashing it. You can't rush the forgiveness process. This exercise is just to start moving you in that direction. So I hope that's helpful. So forgive a stranger, then feel that feeling, and then start playing with the idea of forgiving the more charged issues in your life, the more charged situations, the more charged relationships. And again, forgiveness doesn't just apply to people. It can apply to circumstances, institutions, a commitment you made. So there you go on forgiveness. It's worth it. Like I said, you open yourself up to feeling more free. And in that, you will start to feel more and more powerful and more in charge of your life. All right. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you are looking for an intuitive coach, if you are ready to get really clear about your goals and desires so that they can manifest into form and do the internal work to make that a reality as well as take action, then I would love to support you. I have a sale right now. It was my Black Friday sale and I didn't give myself enough time to promote it because I was working on a project. So I have turned it into my holiday sale. So the Up-Level Intuitive Coaching Package, it's 5 sessions and then you get in between session support. It's 50% off. And it's just a great way to use my psychic abilities and my vast knowledge to help you in the manifestation process. It's life-changing, you know? It really is when you start to do this work. It's life-changing, specifically with me. You know, I had a client recently activate the energy, the first layer of her truly dream life. And it was just so wonderful to support her journey in that. And so if you are ready to take your life to the next level, and you maybe have been doing the work on yourself or trying various things and nothing seems to be clicking, then let me help you with that. Again, the Up-Level Intuitive Coaching Package, you can find the link on, I think I'll put it in the show notes, but intuitivecoachingwithamy.com in the drop down, you'll see the Up-Level Intuitive Coaching Package. It's 50% off till the end of December. So thank you so much for listening to this show. I look forward to connecting with you again. Take care. Goodbye.